Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha MP S. Subongmaran Jamir has flagged concerns in the parliament over long-standing recruitment issues affecting local candidates in Staff Selection Commission exams. Highlighting acute staff shortages in central broadcasting institutions in Nagaland, including Doordarshan and Akashvani, Mr. Jamir noted that vacancies for program and transmission executives in both the stations advertised in 2013 remain unfilled due to the Hindi paper 2 requirement, which created a major barrier for local aspirants. Mr. Jamir stressed that the large number of unfilled posts is severely affecting the functioning and outreach of public broadcasting services in the state, which play a key role in information dissemination, cultural preservation, and regional representation. The MP urged the ministry to consider a special recruitment drive for Nagaland with the exams in English and relaxation of the Hindi requirement, ensuring fair opportunities for local youth. BJP leader Y. Kemchand Singh was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Manipur yesterday. Governor Ajay Kumar Bala administered the oath of office and secrecy to him.
Jumnam Kemchand Singh, to swear the name of God that I will bear true and faith and alliance to the Constitution of India, is by law established that I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of India, that I will faithfully and consciously discharge my duties as the Chief Minister of State of Manipur.
Two other MLAs, Nemcha Kibgyan of BJP and Losa Diko of NPF, were administered as Deputy Chief Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Yumnam Kemchand Singh on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Manipur. The Prime Minister also congratulated Nemcha Kibgyan and Losa Diko on taking oath as the Deputy Chief Ministers of the state. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has extended his congratulations and best wishes to Yumnam Kemchand Singh on being sworn in as the Chief Minister of Manipur. In a social media platform X, Mr. Ryo wished him and his Council of Ministers a successful tenure ahead and expressed hope that his leadership would bring lasting peace and prosperity to the state. He also congratulated Losa Diko on being sworn in as the Deputy Chief Minister, adding that experience will advance the state's progress. Mr. Ryo added that the Naga People's Front values the partnership and trust of its alliance partner, the BJP, and assure full support and cooperation in the pursuit of peace and development. Meanwhile, Naga People's Front NPF has also extended congratulations to Yumnam Kemchand Singh on his appointment as the Chief Minister of Manipur. The party also congratulated NPF MLA Losa Diko and BJP's Kuki leader Nemcha Kibgyan on their appointment as Deputy Chief Ministers. The NPF reaffirmed its commitment to extending constructive support to the BJP-led government in the larger interest of peace, progress and prosperity for the people of Manipur. The Spear Corps of the Indian Army celebrated its 41st Raising Day yesterday at Rangapahar Military Station, Dimapur, commemorating over four decades of distinguished service, valor, and dedication to the nation and the people of the Northeast. A wreath-laying ceremony was held to honor soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty, with Army personnel and civil dignitaries paying homage to the fallen heroes whose courage continues to inspire generations. As part of the observance, several community-oriented activities were organized, including a medical camp for families, health screenings for children, an organ donation pledge program, and a blood donation camp at the military hospital, Dimapur. Addressing the troops, General Officer Commanding Spear Corps Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pandarkar, UYSM, AVSM, YSM, commended all ranks for their professionalism, operational excellence, and unwavering commitment to duty. Raised on February 4, 1985, Headquarters Spear Corps is responsible for security across Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Meghalaya, Assam, and Arunachal Pradesh, including guarding India's international borders with China, Myanmar, and Bangladesh. And now on to local sports. Keja Celio Pienaar yesterday emerged the champion of 67th Wrestling Meet 2026 of the Northern Angami Sports Association held at Kucheshe Kohima local ground. Standing 6 feet 3 inches tall and weighing 135 kg, he overpowered a strong opponent, Menyosetio Yese, in the final to emerge as the champion. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.